الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
على آلك وأصحابك أصحابك يا نور الله
على آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
The many virtues and blessings that one can attain by reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And I have a narration with me that once the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم had a conversation with a bumblebee. And the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he asked the bumblebee that how is honey made? And the bumblebee explained the process, saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what us bees would normally do is go and sit on flowers. And on those flowers, when we sit on the pollen, we try to extract nectar from it. And when we extract this nectar, we fly to our beehives and we release the nectar there, and that's how honey is made. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked the bee, you know, honey, that nectar, before it becomes honey, that nectar is very sour. How is that nectar become sweet? And listen to the reply, the viewers of Mandir Channel, what the bumblebee said. He said that when it is true, Ya Rasulullah, when we do collect this nectar and we travel and on the way back before releasing it to the beehive, when we are traveling the whole time, we are sending peace and blessings upon you, Ya Rasulullah. And due to the blessings of this, something so sour becomes so sweet. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, to another episode. This episode called The Leader of the Awliya. In the last episode, we talked about the struggles and the patience of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how he had these struggles, but he showed great patience throughout his struggles. And we took as many Madni pools these from the narrations of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, how he dealt with these things and how much patience he had. And now, inshallah, in this episode, we're going to look at the sayings and the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what can we understand from the blessed speech, from the blessed sayings, and what lesson we can take and what can we learn from none other than Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself. Bilal bhai, inshallah, if you can enlighten us with some of the sayings and some of the blessed speech of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu are also known for their majalis, their gatherings of dhikr of Allah azza wa jal and of pieces of advice to mankind. And it's mentioned that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by their blessing, their first speech gathered approximately over 400 people, and those people had pens and ink pots also to write down what their blessed sayings were. And there are many valuable pieces of advice from Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as they would deliver their bayan, it would be about many things. It would be about fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also having hope as well. The patience upon staying and performing good deeds and refraining from sins, and also the pleasure as well of worship, abstinence and piety, and the divine fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by the blessings of this, many non-Muslims also entered into Islam as well. I'd like to mention one waqia that Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam actually mentioned themselves, and it stated that after they visited the blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema, Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam was heading back to the blessed Baghdad city, pedal, meaning walking barefooted. And they say that on the way, a thief was standing. And he was waiting for a traveler to pass by. so that he can obviously do his business. And when Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam passed by, and when they actually approached him near, they asked, "Who are you?" Then the thief replied, "I'm a villager." But Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, as being Sultan al-Awliya, the King of Awliya, Sahibul Ahwal, the one who is aware of their state, the inner state, by the blessing which of the power which Allah has bestowed upon them with kashf, with divine inspiration, they had seen inside that this individual, he's lying, and his sin of him being a thief and his evilness. Then a thought entered the thief's mind. He thought that perhaps this is Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam. So then Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam, another beautiful side point I mentioned is that they also became aware of that second thought as well. That maybe he is Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam. So then they mentioned themselves that I am Abdul Qadir. Having heard this, just the blessed name, he fell onto the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam and started saying, Ya Sayyidi Abdul Qadir Shay'an Lillah. Meaning, Oh my Master Abdul Qadir, have mercy upon my condition. It mentions that Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu anhu had mercy upon his state and made dua for him in the court of Allah azawajal, so that he may reform. And a voice was then heard from the unseen, Oh Ghawth-e Azam, show this thief the right path, and by guiding him, make him a qutb. And with the blessed Nazar-e Karam, the vision of Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu anhu, that person received the status of qutbiyyah. What we learn from this is that the awliya kiram, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, just one blessed gaze of theirs, just getting their just attention for once, could change our whole life. And in this day and age, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah tells many of their lovers of the male order to come to Bab al-Madinah Karachi to attend live Mazni Muzakara. And what a blessing it is for those individuals who have been, and they tell the waqi'at as well.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, Bilal Bhai, about coming to Karachi, and if you can't go to Karachi here to see Amir al-Sunnah, you know, it's like a Mazni train that goes to everybody's house through Mazni channel.
Subhanallah.
You know, you could see it live. And you know, you mentioned about, you know, how merciful they are as well, in a sense. And you know, because this episode is in regards to their blessed sayings and their blessed sayings and their blessed speech, our narration here, it just came to my mind as well, that you know, why don't the viewers of Mazni channel listening to this become the disciple of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu anhu, as it's mentioned on Madani Muzakara every Saturday live, that when, you know, on the Madani transmission, when Bapa John, when Amir Ahlus Sunnah is speaking about Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, you know, and he says to, you know, put your hand in my hand, take that leap of faith, you know, have a guide in your, known as a murshid, in your life. In essence, you're becoming a murid of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, radiyallahu anhu. And it's mentioned as well in the book of Amir Ahlus Sunnah that Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam has mentioned that I have a very big register which contains the names of all of my companions and all of my disciples to come until the Day of Judgment. And I have been told that all these people have been handed over to me. Now this is the blessed speech of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam. Then he said that I asked Sayyidina Malik, the gatekeeper of hell, is any one of my disciples in the fire of hell? The gatekeeper of hell, Sayyidina Malik, he replied, no, Ghawth-e Azam. Further then I said, I swear by Allah Azawajal. So Ghawth-e Azam, Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, he mentions that I swear by Allah Azawajal that my helping hand shelters my disciples in the same way the skies shelter the earth. And even if my disciples are not virtuous, he goes on to say, I am virtuous, and I swear by the one who created me, I will not leave the court of my Rabb until I make every one of my disciples enter into Jannah, enter into heaven. So you know, you mentioned about Madani Muzakara and Amir Ahlus Sunnah. I also like to direct the attention to the viewers of Madani channel. A beautiful thing, narration, Bilal Bhai has mentioned about Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam and how merciful he is, and how I just mentioned this beautiful narration and link it to Madani Muzakara, that's on Madani channel every Saturday live, where you can too become a murid of Amir Ahlus Sunnah And in essence, being a disciple, a murid of Sayyidina Ghusl Azam, as you know, the silsila, leader of the awliya, is all about the karamat, about the blessed sayings, the blessed parents. And we're going to go furthermore into their life, deeper into their life, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So if anybody is out there who hasn't yet given the leap of faith, you know, hasn't got a guide, then why not? Who better than Sayyidina Ghusl Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu,
himself,
through the wali of our time, Amir Ahlul Sunnah, damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Qasim bhai, as we heard regarding the excellence of Sayyidina Ghusl Azam, throughout the previous episodes, and also in this episode specifically, we are talking about their sayings, their speech, their bayanat, their advices to the people. What, when they used to deliver bayan, what would they say? I'd like to mention a snippet of just a few of what they have been, what they used to say during their bayanat. It stated that they would say, O bondsmen of Allah, O slaves of Allah, end your hopes, overcome your greed, and offer salah as you are about to depart from this world. Meaning, in this, they answering this point, they say it's explained as well. Offer every salah, considering it to be your last.
Every single one.
Because we don't know, that could be our last salah. We don't know if we're going to wake up for Salatul Fajr. So perform Salatul Tawbah after Salatul Isha. Because we don't know if we're going to get the opportunity to perform that to Nafil again.
And the way you mentioned Bilal Bhai, it just hit me, you know, like every single salah you should pray like it is your last.
May Allah give us, or give us the ability as well, that to have this mindset every time we are blessed the opportunity to perform salah, when it's with Jama'at, alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Da'at Salami. I wanted to mention furthermore that Sayyidi Ghusl Azam mentions that, remember, it is not appropriate for a believer that he sleeps in the state that his written will is not kept under the head of his bed. And they explain this because this is a bit confusing. They what this means is, Huzur-e Ghawse Paak radiallahu anhu is making us wake up to the fact that death may come at any time. And therefore, a person should consider every day as his last day, every salah as his last salah, and every sleep as his last sleep. He radiallahu anhu further said, O man, you're eating and drinking, living with your family, meeting with your friends, should be like the one who is about to leave this world, because the person whose life and affairs are all in the control of somebody else should live in this world like this. And it further mentions that Sayyidi Ghusl Azam, now they gave a bit of wa'ad and nasir, now they give a bit of warning, wa'id. They state, they say about regarding those who are heedless of the hereafter, who have forgotten regarding the hereafter, who have been made to forget regarding the matters of the hereafter. Sayyidi Ghusl Azam says, ponder for a while, when nothing can be achieved in this mortal world without hard work. They mentioned, they explained here that, for example, worldly things, mortal blessings that we attain, when nothing can be achieved in this world without hard work. So how can it be possible that you are trying to get to the in the court of Allah without any work? And they explained this further, that they say that an unwise person is that individual who is just hopeful of the mercy of Allah, whereas he doesn't prepare for it. And they say a wise person is that individual who prepares for his death before he arrives. He accumulates the wealth of good deeds, and he buries, subhanallah, and he buries the madni lamp of the sunnah, which will brighten his grave. For example, the sunnah of the blessed beard, the sunnah of the imama sharif, the sunnah of the zulfayn sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person adopts these actions, and these qualities, then inshallah, he will see a change in his life. Because this is how a Muslim should live his life, Qasim bhai. That whom are we following? We are obviously Muslim. We follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we look towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did they live their blessed life? I'd like to further increase in this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. As Muslims, we all believe in resurrection. This is our fundamental belief, that we will have to be resurrected and we will go in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, keeping this point in mind, and a wise and intellectual person knows that the destination which is he is going to further, which he will remain in further, he should prepare for that. Then that which he is going to reside in for a little temporary while. Like this world is temporary, the hereafter is obviously eternal. So what I'm trying to say is that it's that we need to understand this point, and we need to start acting upon good deeds as soon as possible, and obeying the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and following the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Because if we don't do this, let's give a scenario. If we continue the way we're going, just following our desires, doing opposite to the sayings of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, then what will happen? Our sins will build up, and our good deeds will be nowhere to be seen. And it's almost impossible to love committing sins and also perform good deeds at the same time. We have to drop one. We have to leave one. And I believe by the blessing of this silsila and this whole series about Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, we can learn from their life that how did they live? They fought against their nafs. And this is what we have to do in our day-to-day life. Ask ourselves that whatever actions we go to work or we perform any actions in our life, we have to remember that salvation lies in performing good deeds and by obeying the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we do not do this, as Muslims, we're digging a greater hole for ourselves.
So in essence, this beautiful silsila, leader of the awliya, is not just teaching us about the life of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, but dear viewers of Madhi channel, it's helping me and you to get a way, to find a way to make things easier also. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azawajal, make sure to watch the next episode. Keep watching Madhi channel, inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The leader of Aliyah, Khasul Azam.